And I think that Mrs. Carter has got something especially for you. And grown-ups, you are allowed to listen. Thanks, Lynn.
Well, today, I'm just going to ask, who's got a special friend? You got special friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What makes them special?
That I met them on a holiday.
You met them on a holiday. Mm. Do you like to talk to them? And spend time with them. Yeah. And I've got this cup that's a special one. It says it's friends you can call at 4 a.m. that matter. That was a friend of mine, a special friend of mine. It gave me that because it meant that it was okay. It was saying if you're in trouble, you need somebody to talk to share with, you can ring me any time. And do you know that Jesus had special friends? Do you know that? And some of his special friends, I'm just going to find some pictures here. I was going to get somebody to help me. Somebody got a hand free there. Maybe would you want to help me? You going to hold the pictures for me? There's nothing too stressing to do. But I've got to find all these pictures that I've got in here. Oh, here we go. And I just thought I might get you to hold. And these special friends. This man's name is Lazarus, and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, and they were very special friends of Jesus. He would often stay at their house, and so they got to know each other. When you have your friends stay, do you get to know them a bit better?
Yeah.
Yeah. You find out what they like and what they don't like. So they knew Jesus pretty well, and you know that one day they had a big problem. Lazarus here got very, very sick. And they thought, we know who to ask to help us. Who do you think they thought? To Jesus, that's right. They said, we've seen him do amazing things. We know him really well. We know he cares about us, and especially about Lazarus. He'll help us. So they sent a messenger to Jesus because he was not there, he was elsewhere. And they sent him off to Jesus to say, come quickly, we need you. We need your help because Lazarus is so sick and we don't know what to do. But you know what Jesus did? He said, okay, he said, but he'll be okay. I'm not going to rush now. I'll just got to wait. And you know that he waited 2 more days. He stayed where he was before he started to go back to Lazarus and his sisters. And you know what had happened in the meantime to Lazarus? He had died. He was so sick that he had died. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, were so upset. So I think I would be too. Why didn't you come? Could have come. You could have stopped this happening. But you know what Jesus said? He said, it's okay. First of all, he was a bit upset too when he saw that they were upset. But then he said, don't you know that even now I can help you, that I can bring Lazarus back to life? What would you think? Really? And he said, you just need to believe. And he said, take me to where Lazarus is buried. So here he was, he's in this tomb. And he said to the men, roll away the stone. Oh, and you know what Mary said? It was Martha actually. Said, but he's been there for 4 days. He's going to smell. He's been dead in there for that long. What are you doing? This is crazy. And Jesus said, trust me. Trust me. And the men rolled back the stone. And when they rolled back the stone, Jesus prayed to his Father and he said, thank you. Thank you that Lazarus had died, because he said, This was so that people would know that you have sent me, that I am from God, and that I have the power over death. And it was to show them that even death was not the end for Lazarus, that Jesus had that power. And then he yelled out to Lazarus. He said, "Come out!" And out came Lazarus, all bound up in all his burial clothes and everything. He could hardly walk. He came out. I wonder what everybody would have thought. I think I would have blown my mind. Pretty well, wouldn't it? To see a dead person that you'd seen die go into the tomb and then walk out, and Jesus said, "Unwrap him. Let him go." So they had to unwrap him. And you know, he went on to live for a number of years after that. And so that is just amazing. And you know that Jesus is our friend, and Jesus has the power over everything, even over death itself. And so when I read that, I am reminded that I need to trust God, even when I don't understand, and when I think that God should answer now. And sometimes he might ask me to do some crazy things, like Jen and William taking off, not knowing what's going to happen next. But when God is in control, that we can trust him always, and he's always our special friend. We can always trust him. And thank you, Evie, for doing that. And